remember exactly what you had said on the subject of the worst section of town, so if you wouldn't mind repeating yourself.
The worst section of town, where it is?
Well, if you had a general name for it, first of all, I don't remember whether you said Skid Row, you might have.
No. There are, as I say, certain areas or neighborhoods which have proper names, like the East End or the First Ward or Sixth Ward, but in terms of some sort of slang or localism, no. We refer to specific, you know, neighborhoods, but in terms of a generic kind of term, mm-hmm. No.
All right, fine. And how about X-rated movie theaters? What would you call them?
Just that. X-rated movie theater. Let's see. I guess that's what I'd call it. X-rated movie theater.
Okay. How about the movies themselves?
Well, you'd say porn. You mm-hmm. just refer to it as porn. I mean, I suppose that's pornography. You'd say porn, I guess.
Do you ever say skin flicks?
No. I mean, maybe, but it's not something. I guess I would sooner say porn is what I would say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, to finish that section and talk about a few different subjects, first of all, the weather, which is always a good topic. What do you call a type of rain when a great deal of rain falls in a short period of time?
Probably a thunderstorm.
Suppose there's no thunder with it, just a lot of rain.
Storm. Probably okay. Call it a storm, yeah.
Would you use anything like cloudburst or downpour?
I might say deluge. That's what mm-hmm. I'd say, yeah. That's what I would say.
Good.
Deluge.
Uh-huh. Well, suppose it does have lightning and thunder with it, you would say?
Yeah, a thunderstorm.
How about if there were just lightning and there were no thunder and actually no rain? Do you have a term for that?
Heat lightning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. And what about the other extreme of rainstorms, if there are just a very few drops falling?
A drizzle.
All right. Suppose, could it be lighter than a drizzle, or is that as light as there?
Misting. You would say it's misting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what do you call the fine mist that prevents you from seeing ahead of you?
Fog.
And you would say that kind of a day is a?
A foggy day, a misty day, a foggy day, mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. How about the kind of storm that, I don't know where things originate. It originates out at sea, and it has an eye in the center and very high winds.
Yeah, hurricane.
Do you have those in Texas?
Good God, yes. Of course, all along the Gulf Coast, sure.
Mm. Does it get as far as Houston?
Well, sure. Houston's only 35 miles from the coast, mm. 40 miles from the mm-hmm. coast. Well, sure. Sure. We call that a hurricane.
Mm-hmm. Ever heard any other name for it?
Cyclone means something else. Cyclone is a hurricane at sea, isn't it, I think?
I don't know.
I think, no, that's what we call it, because we have them frequently in Texas. That's what we call it.
What about, then, the kind of storm that has a funnel cloud?
Yeah, I would say a tornado. We might say a twister, but people usually say tornado.
Would that be the most familiar term to you in
uh-huh.
Houston?
Uh-huh, tornado.
Mm-hmm. And that's not the same as a cyclone.
No, a cyclone is
more
like
a hurricane.
Yeah, it's a storm at sea. I think. Okay. I think that's the way I would understand it. Maybe incorrectly, but I think that's what I understand. Yeah.
What about the kind of storm that Atlanta has, certainly, where the rain falls and turns to ice after it hits the ground and the power lines break and immobilizes
the
city?
It's very rare, of course, in Houston, but mm-hmm. we refer to that as an ice storm. Mm-hmm. Yes, and we call it sleet. No, sleet is frozen ice when it falls. We call it an ice storm.
Any other types of storms that you normally have, or abnormally have?
Thunderstorm, ice storm, hurricane, no, I can't think.
Do you have any special names for types of winds?